The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the Standard. It is a Russian vessel that had been docked in Killiney Bay. People might have seen it, now making its way up around the Irish coast towards Scotland. And Vladimir Martis is the captain of the ship, and he is with me now. Vladimir, you're welcome to the show, and thanks for speaking to us. Before we talk about the difficulties you've had in docking in Irish ports and European ports, tell me about the ship, about the Standard.
Well, Standard is a replica of the ancient ship built by Tsar of Russia, Peter the Great. It would not be correct to say now it's a Russian ship, because we, by obvious reasons, we don't want to have anything in common with the country. But that's a replica of historical ship built in 1703. And the lines for that ship was taken from the British Royal Yacht called Royal Transport, built in 1695. That is 28 cannon replica frigate. It's three mast, nine sails, 620 square meters of sails, all traditional, and it's all done by hand. So we were building the ship exactly by the same technology as it was 300 years ago.
Incredible. And why did
went
you...
went to the forest, cutting trees, and doing everything as it was that time.
And why? Why was this done? When was it done?
Well, that was done in 1994-99. And that time, that was quite a big demand for people to remember their roots, their history, their regions. And in the city of St. Petersburg, which was considered as a maritime capital of Russia, it was not a single sailing ship which could remind of the history of creating a navy. And I was sailing, racing, and I graduated from shipbuilding university. And I thought, okay, I could do something nice. And that was the project to recreate the history. And it comes natural that was a lot of young people volunteering to help us with the building the ship. It took 6 years to complete. And we managed to make the ship without any government support. So it's completely independent charitable project. We were enjoying the royal patronage from the British royal family member. And since 2000, we are sailing. We are visiting maritime festivals. And we are taking part in the tall ship races with other tall ships. So we are in this family and this sort of activity for 25 years already.
And then you guys ran into difficulty after the outbreak of the war in Ukraine, because you got... What happened? You were included on the list of sanctions, effectively. You were impacted by that, was it?
Well, the European Union signed sanctions which read like if a ship was under Russian registration the first day of the war, that means it's cursed forever. There is practically no way out. But what happened with the Standard, this is a wooden ship, and that is not under SOLAS, not under international conventions, which actually make the ship not liable to the sanctions. And we had an official decision of the French maritime authorities that Standard is not under sanctions, and at that moment we decide to change the flag and registration and ownership. So we become not a Russian vessel. But this gives quite a lot of chance for dispute, and in a legal field it's always several points of view. So at the moment some people think Standard was Russian on the first day of the war, and that's why it's under sanctions. But our lawyers are pretty definite that we are not under sanctions. And we have a case in the European Court of Justice, so, which has to make a decision.
So where is the ship registered now?
Well, we registered in Cook Island. And there's a special reason why we choose Cook Island. If you Google Cook Island flag, you will see that is the European Stars and British Union Jack together, which I like. And we choose that registration, and it's pretty serious maritime administration there. Not a flag of convenience. They are going to be pretty serious, and all control and all the certification. So we are a Cook Island ship at the moment.
So some politicians here in this country, took a very strong line. Barry Ward, who's a TD, a member of parliament here, wrote to the relevant government minister, and he called for the urgent removal of the Standard from Irish waters. What do you think of that?
Well, there is a campaign initiated by a certain individual from France. He was using the chance of Russian warship go to hell motto, which went online after the sinking of Moscow cruiser. So Standard is a replica of Russian warship. So he was utilizing this to get his own publicity. And unfortunately, he is choosing the way of distributing a lot of lies about who we are and doesn't really react. We are against what Putin is doing in Ukraine actively. But that person doesn't hear that and keep saying and keep initiating Ukrainian communities to oppose our ship just because we had the Russian origins, which from my point of view is totally unfair. But yeah, what we could do is just to tell truth that all the crew on the ship is international. Out of 22 crew, we have 12 different nationalities, and we are all about international friendship and understanding, which would prevent the wars in the future whenever we could stop this one. So, yeah, it's complete misunderstanding. Unfortunately, the politicians, they read their emails and messages, because we on the ship always at sea and those guys always on land in the internet. So we are not in the same position to promote our point of view.
So where are you now and where are you going to next?
Well, we just left Irish territorial water. We are going to come to the Scottish side, and we are going around the north of Scotland. And our next port is Aberdeen, where the tall ship race this year starts towards Kristiansand in Norway. So we very much hope that we could get into port of Aberdeen, but it's not really guaranteed, and we have to find out what's happening. But we left La Rochelle and St. Malo 12 days ago, and it's 1,000 miles voyage to Aberdeen. And it's good for sail training. We have people of all ages from 18 to 75 years old, and that's good training, definitely. We try not to use engines at all because of the cost of the fuel, and we are sailing, and we give a training, and we have a lot of maneuvers and navigation and team building. So this is a good psychological exercise for the crew.
Well, listen, we wish you well and stay safe, Vladimir. Thanks very much for speaking to us. Vladimir Martis is the captain of the Standard on their way from Irish territorial waters towards Aberdeen in Scotland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.